que relacionaram o que estavam os amigos que estavam esperando. Did she take the architectural blueprint of the amigos as a lesson to themselves? Just as the amigos cannot be built in any way other than full conformity to the divine blueprint, so also a sublime ethical lifestyle cannot be established in any way other than in accordance with the divine blueprint, not by applying our own narrow, limited, and many times unconsciously selfish deductive logic. The communists in Russia, they also apply sincerely, and it's a mistake to say that they are hypocrites. They're not hypocrites. Robespierre was a hypocrite. Lenin was a hypocrite. He dedicated his life to the ideal of communism. He was ready to work for his life, but they all tried to establish the foundations of a better world by applying their own narrow, limited, and unconsciously selfish logic. And the more they tried to apply their own narrow, limited, unconsciously selfish logic, the more they succeeded in spreading more hatred, more malice, more jealousy, more greediness in the world. After the Nodon, our greatest basis for the Sabbath, we call our Abnisayim, Umonito Estochnis. This should be taken as an example, as a lesson. We Michlimu Nikola Shalosu, so the Sabbath, Uskunose, Umitzov, Murob, Hotrezit, 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 and if they do understand, they do realize that they have to be ashamed of their iniquities and of the approach they adopted, the so-called utilitarian approach of considering everything from the point of view of convenience, from the sociological point of view, from the point of view of interest. This inconceivable, abhorrent approach of considering moral values, question as to whether yes abortion or no abortion from the point of view of convenience of the woman. Why? Because they don't consider brotherly love, human dignity from the point of view of hooking, from the point of view, from the point of view of laws, but they consider it only from the point of view of ideals. If it's only considered from the point of view of ideals, so the human mind is so ingenious and is so brilliant that it can manipulate with the ideals so that all the ideals will harmonize with the person's selfish, greedy, malicious ambitions. And he'll deceive himself that he is doing it for the sake of a better world. Unconsciously, he will say that he is doing it for the sake of a better world. And if they do realize that they have to entertain remorse for their iniquities, for their selfishness, for their malice, for their greediness, then Hedaison inform them, invites them of the whole blueprint of the Beis Hamikdash, of the divine blueprint of the Beis Hamikdash, its forms, its fashions, its exits, its entrances, and all its shapes and statutes and ordinances and laws. Hey, Daisam, inform them. Tell them that the Beis Hamikdash cannot be built without this set of laws and ordinances and rules. It has to conform to a certain plan. You cannot build a beautiful edifice by merely aspiring towards a beautiful goal. You have to have a plan. And every brick and every stone has to be placed in the proper place. And if one stone, one brick is not placed in the proper position, then the whole edifice might tumble. If one law is passed by state, by legislature, or by Congress that does not conform to the divine blueprint, then the whole legal structure might tumble. They should take the blueprint of the Beis Hamikdash as a lesson to inspire them to a new lifestyle. Uchsein leinayem v'yishiru eskol tzuvosoi v'eskol v'kesov v'yoso eisam. This is what Ben Pazi meant when he directed himself to Rav Akiva and to Ben Zeime and to Ben Azar and to Ben Zeime, and he said, true indeed, brotherly love is a very important principle. Human dignity is a very important principle. The monotheism in Shema Yisrael, that's the summa bonum. Immorality, that is the Yisei Daisei Deis, V'amud HaChochmeis. But everything has to be conceived from the point of view of law, of obligations, not from the point of view of ideals. Only if Shema Yisrael and Zesei Vatir Yisodon and V'avdo Rachat Meicho are considered from the point of view as a Kevesechot Asrabeik, a Keveshit Asrabeim, from the point of view of Chukim, of laws, of obligations. And only if all these principles are considered through the empirical approach, by delving into the Torah and finding out what, according to the logic of the Torah, is brotherly love, not what is brotherly love according to my own limited, narrow, selfish logic, then brotherly love can serve as a foundation for a better world.